Becoming God's Family, Why the Church Still Matters. Written and read by Carmen Joy Imes. Foreword by Esau McCulley. For Calvary Mennonite Church and Roca de Salvacion, now united to become Living Stone Bible Church, your faithfulness to God and each other inspires me. Thanks for loving us like family for so many years. Para la Iglesia Menonita del Calvario y Roca de Salvación, ahora unidas como Living Stone Bible Church, su fidelidad a Dios y a los demás me inspira. Gracias por amarnos como familia durante tantos años. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens, along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together, we are His house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is Christ Jesus Himself. We are carefully joined together in Him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Through Him, you Gentiles are also being made part of this dwelling where God lives by His Spirit. Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22.
Forward. I have never written a trilogy, but I have read many and watched more than my fair share on television. A good trilogy must have a strong first entry, or the audience won't want to stick around. Dr. Carmen Imes got off to that great start with Bearing God's Name, Why Sinai Still Matters. There, she explained the continuing relevance of the Old Testament, and in particular, our call to bear God's name. That is, to represent Him well wherever we go. A good trilogy needs a second book that builds on the work of the first, but explores interesting territory in its own right. Again, Dr. Imes does this in Being God's Image, Why Creation Still Matters. There she tackled a central teaching of the first book of the Bible that has serious implications for how Christians live in the world, namely, the belief that every person is created in God's image. A good trilogy must also land the plane. The third entry needs to say something that makes the investment of time worth our commitment over a period of years between the entries. I'm not sure if Carmen is done with this series. I hope not. But in any case, readers who have been around since the beginning will not be disappointed. Those who've not read the previous books can also jump in right here and completely understand this book's central ideas. Becoming God's Family, Why the Church Still Matters stands on its own, but it may inspire readers to consult her previous work. What can readers expect to find in the excellent Becoming God's Family? First, readers will find that Dr. Imes has the rare gift of being a biblical scholar that can speak to the academy, clergy, and people in the pews at the same time. In this book, she demonstrated her ability to translate a lifetime of learning into accessible writing without being simplistic or assuming that her audience cannot handle complex ideas. As someone who pastors and teaches at a divinity school, I found myself thinking that ideas found in this book would work great in a lecture and a sermon. Second, the content of Becoming God's Family is something of a whirlwind tour of the entire biblical narrative with the aim of figuring out what it means to be God's family, the church, and why remaining a part of that family matters. Sometimes Carmen helps us learn through examples worthy of imitation. Other times we are formed through avoiding the failures of biblical characters. This is not some dry study of family or church across the canon. Becoming God's Family has one foot in the worlds of the Old and New Testament and the other in our modern context. She understands that we live in a context where, for a variety of reasons, people are skeptical of the church. She addresses those concerns head on, chapter after chapter. But she does not stop at lament, nor does she despair that we can't be better. Instead of rejecting the church, Dr. Imes posits a way of healing it, using the lessons of Scripture to make it what it was always meant to be, a people made in God's image, bearing God's name, as God's family, on mission to extend that family to all who would answer the call of the beloved Son. Esau McCulley, Jonathan Blanchard, Associate Professor of New Testament and Public Theology, Wheaton College.